Yes, I thank the Honorable Representative of Cuba for his excellent remarks and for his kind words. So I believe the first question was on the application of good faith in outer space and in relation to outer space activities, and whether principles such as the precaution principle would apply to outer space. I would argue yes. So as I mentioned in my remarks, and as we submitted in our written submission, space activities, including the weaponization of outer space, including military space activities, you know, activities that have a military nature, that are taking place in outer space or towards outer space or from outer space, they do not occur in a vacuum. They occur in the greater context and are subject to and conditioned by existing international law. So in my remarks, I mentioned the importance of the clarification of international law as it applies to outer space activities, as it applies to the unique physical and legal nature of outer space. And yes, so I do believe that the precautionary principle does apply on Earth as well as in outer space. And I put forward to the Honorable Working Group, it is our task, especially in the coming days and schedule, to clarify how exactly does the, for example, the precautionary principle apply to outer space. And in relation to the second question about the principle of the peaceful use of outer space and whether that has any bearing on the weaponization of outer space, it has been clarified by several states, peaceful means non-aggressive. And that would not preclude the application of the rights and obligations under the UN Charter, including the right of self-defense. And that's, I believe there's broad consensus on that. Whether that specifically would outrightly prohibit the place of weapons in outer space, again, I refer the working group to our point on the clarification of international law and the importance of obeying international law in good faith. That certain actions such as placing overtly aggressive weapons in outer space would be in violation of other specific norms that apply to outer space activities, such as due regard and prior consultation if certain activities were to cause harmful interference. So I hope that addresses the distinguished Representative Cuba's remark, questions to us. Thank you.